Good morning. This is, again, Father Joseph Hagen coming to you from the Church of St. Vincent Ferrer. And again, it's my honor to be joined today with Brother Frassati Davis. Now, Brother Frassati, I'd just be interested if you would be willing to share with our parishioners a bit of your vocation story. I know it's only a few minutes we have here, but if you could give us a couple highlights of when you first met the Dominicans and when the idea of joining first, you know, came into your mind, into your heart.
Sure. So I grew up in a military family. So my dad was in the Air Force. My mother was a school teacher. And I'm one of four kids. And so we grew up going all around the world, moving from place to place. So I didn't really know the Dominicans until I got to college. But up until that point, the one consistent thing in my life was my Catholic faith. Of all the places that I've lived, of all the schools that I've been to, all the parishes that I've been able to go to Mass at, the Catholic Church was always the consistent factor of my life. And for that, you know, it's been a huge grace from God to be able to say yes to this vocation.
Yeah.
And once I met the Dominicans in college, it wasn't an immediate like, oh, I really need to go and do that. Yeah. When I first met the Dominicans, I was thinking, oh gosh, if I had to do that for the rest of my life, I don't think I could possibly be happy. But it's amazing what the Lord can do with so little, because He's given me this intense desire to live the Dominican life. But it didn't start that way. It was something that took a process. And I'm delighted to be a Dominican, and I'm happy to be at St. Vincent Ferrer. So it's really been a great journey.
Good. Well, we give thanks for your vocation. We give thanks for how God has called you by name. And I just love that idea of the church, and particularly Jesus Christ himself, being that constant in our life. And certainly over these past months, there's been a lot of upheaval, a lot of change, a lot of, you know, just all the trials that come with that. But to know that Jesus Christ is that constant, his love for us, the salvation, the forgiveness that he offers. And so I think this is a good chance, as we hear Brother Frassati's story, to sort of take account of our own lives and see how Jesus Christ is that constant, and to ask him to grant us that peace of knowing his love, and that we, in our own turn, would fulfill our vocation, saying yes to Christ and his constant love for us. So thank you again for listening this morning. We hope you have a good day. We hope to talk with you tomorrow, and may God bless you today and each day. Bye.